Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Hey y'all, welcome back to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. In this episode, I want to share with you my 5 top tips to help you replace your income as a new virtual assistant. So if you've been struggling with where do I even start in my virtual assistant journey, then this episode is going to be for you. Number one, you have to start by picking a profitable service that you really think you would love. Now, there are seriously over 100 different services that you can offer as a virtual assistant. And the really beautiful thing is that you get to pick what sounds fun to you. And if you get into a service that you end up not really enjoying, you can always pivot at any time. Now, I'm not going to go through and list all the different services you can offer as a virtual assistant. If you need to know that, you can go check out episode 272 here on the podcast, and that'll walk you through all of the different services virtual assistants can offer. After you've listened to that episode, write down the top 3 services that you would absolutely love to offer. Notice that I didn't say services you already feel comfortable offering. I want you to pick services that you think would be so fun, even if you don't know how to do them yet, because we're not picking services we already know how to do just because we know how to do them, because then you might find yourself feeling stuck just like you might be feeling in your 9-to-5. So I don't want that to happen to you. Make sure you're picking something that is actually going to light you up. And if it ends up not lighting you up, you can always pivot. All right, the second tip to help you replace your income as a new virtual assistant is to make sure you niche down and speak directly to your dream client. Now, this might start out really broad. You might have a very broad dream client at first. Maybe it's just female entrepreneurs. But as you start working with a couple of clients, you'll start to realize, like, who do I really love working with? Who am I excited to serve in their business? And then once you have that person in mind, you can start to create content that speaks directly to that dream client's pain points. And then when they read your content, they're going to be like, oh, she totally understands what I need. She's telling me exactly how she can help me overcome these issues I'm facing. I'm going to hire her. So when you niche down and you speak directly to your dream client, that's going to help you stand out among the crowd. Because if you're just talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. So the sooner you can niche down and start talking to a specific client, the better. All right, number 3 is kind of tied into number 2, but you really need to learn what your dream client struggles are and then make sure that your packages showcase how you solve those problems. So if your dream client's biggest issue is that they need to reach more people in their business, well, your packages need to showcase, like, how is the services that you're offering going to help them reach more people? How is it going to help them get more sales and continue to grow their business? So you really want to focus on not just like, oh, I can save you time, or oh, I can take this off your plate. No, what is it actually going to help them do in their business? All right, the 4th tip to help you replace your income as a new virtual assistant is to network and apply to jobs consistently. You need to be factoring in time to do these 2 things 4 to 5 days a week for like 20 minutes each. If you're not taking the time to network, to
communicate with people, to build relationships. And if you're not taking the time to apply to jobs, they're not just magically going to fall into your hands. You have to be consistently putting yourself out there. And if you have time, dedicated time set aside in your day to do that, then you're likely not to skip it and actually start to see that snowball effect of building those relationships and helping you land those jobs, because you're going to start to see that snowball effect happen where you're going to start landing more discovery calls and more discovery calls and landing more clients because you are putting in the time consistently to apply for jobs and network. All right, tip number 5 to help you replace your income as a new virtual assistant is don't be afraid to invest in yourself. A lot of people have the wrong mindset as far as investing in yourself goes. They see it as like throwing money away, and if they just DIY it, then they'll save money. But that a lot of times that is not the case. Now, I'm not saying go buy everything and have shiny object syndrome and get yourself in a ton of debt, but I am saying take chances. If you're feeling really called to invest in something that's going to help you grow, and you're just scared to do it because you're worried you're not going to make back that investment, then say yes to yourself. Say yes to investing in yourself and in your business at least a couple times a year, and you will be amazed at how quickly you'll be able to replace your income. Because once you're investing in your business, it's no longer like a hobby. You will start taking it so much more seriously, and you will be amazed at how fast it can grow. So please do not be afraid to invest in yourself. Look at it as getting an ROI on your investment. Like, even if you just make your money back, you're not losing anything. So just make it a goal to at least make that money back and then see where whatever you invested in can take you. Now, shameless plug here. I want to invite you to join the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy. If you are looking to grow your virtual assistant business, maybe you're kind of started DIYing it, but you're feeling stuck, or maybe you haven't even started at all because you're so scared, the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy is for you. This is everything you need to be a successful virtual assistant, and you'll have me walking hand in hand with you building your business and getting it to the point where you can successfully replace your income and quit your 9-to-5. So you'll get all of the accountability, the support, the tutorials, the templates, literally everything you need is in this program. You can check that out at virtualassistantmama.com. You can also find that link in the show notes, but I would be so excited to support you in this journey. And I know investing in yourself is scary, but it is so, so worth it. So real quick, let me just recap those top 5 tips to help you replace your income as a new virtual assistant. Number 1 is pick a profitable service. Number 2 is to niche down and speak directly to your dream client. Number 3 is to learn what your dream client struggles are and make sure that your packages showcase how you solve those struggles. Number 4 is to network and apply to jobs consistently. And number 5 is to not be afraid to invest in yourself. All right, y'all, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.